Michael Chong is showing no sign of running out of steam as he prepares for another campaign as the Conservative Party of Canada candidate for Wellington Halton Hills. Chong has been the MP for the riding since it was first contested in 2004, making this his sixth re-election campaign. In a phone interview, Chong explained before entering politics he worked in the private sector. He had previously been the chief information officer for the National Hockey League Players Association and also advised the Greater Toronto Airport Authority on the redevelopment of the Toronto Pearson Airport. He also co-founded Historica Canada that produces the Canadian Encyclopedia and the Heritage Minutes. He said he first ran, and is still inspired to run, because he simply believes in Canada. I believe in this country and what it stands for, and I believe one way to make our community, province or country an even better place is to seek elected office and serve the community in that way, Chong said. He said this mindset was instilled from his parents, who were both immigrants. They came to this country because it was a land of hope and opportunity, a place where people could roll up their sleeves, get to work and make better lives for themselves and their families, Chong said. He noted both parents were either defended or liberated by Canadian soldiers during the Second World War. His father lived through the Battle of Hong Kong and the subsequent occupation. Chong said this had one of the highest casualty rates for Canadian soldiers, and Hong Kongers have never forgotten this sacrifice. Meanwhile, his Dutch mother was liberated by Canadian soldiers in the Netherlands towards the end of the war. My parents never forgot that and always instilled in us this real deep sense that we have to give something back, Chong said. That's what motivated me and what continues to motivate me in elected office. Chong said this campaign is certainly different than any before, as he believes people are thinking about which party will best manage the recovery from the pandemic. While canvassing, he said he's heard from a lot of Canadians who are deeply concerned about how buying and renting homes in Canada is becoming increasingly unaffordable for many. He said he is also seeing a lot of people raising foreign policy matters, particularly with the emerging issues in Afghanistan. Election Day is set for September 20th.